朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于杨念慈师母，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
早晨我们的主题是讲到天父的心。
The theme of this morning is the heart of our Heavenly Father.
在一开始的时候我想我先我们一起来读一段圣经。
At the very beginning, let's come to the Word of God. Let's come to this portion of Scripture together.
读圣经的时候我请Projection 帮我们放一下好不好。
We ask the Projection team to please put the verse on the screen.
第一段的圣经是马太福音第九章三十五节到三十八节。
It comes from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through 38.
第一段我们讲天父的心和牧人的爱，我们一起来读马太福音九章三十五节到三十八节。耶稣走遍各城各乡，等一下我们读英文。宣讲天国的福音，有医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他们的庄稼。我们起读英文。
Let's read it in English together. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villagesLet's start over. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few."Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
我跟余弟兄，我们礼拜五的时候才回到这里。
Pastor Yu and myself, we just returned back to the States this past Friday.
我们这次在意大利跟东欧服事。
We were serving in Italy and also in Eastern Europe.
神的同在超过我的想象。
And the presence of the Lord surpassed what I imagined.
所以我很多弟兄姐妹今天看到我说看起来精神蛮好的。
A lot of people who saw me this morning and say, "Hey, you're full of energy today."
其实我的眼皮是很重的。
But my eyelids they are extremely heavy right now.
但是我的心很高兴。
My heart is delighted. I'm very light-hearted.
真的是我觉得与神同工，真的即使再疲倦我都觉得是值得的。
And it's wonderful to co-work with the Lord, no matter how weary we are physically, we feel that it is worth it.
我因为腿跟脚不舒服，所以呢，我又刚刚从亚洲回来，所以我原来是非常不想离开家的。
My legs and my feet, they're not quite comfortable, and we just came home from a trip to Asia, and originally I didn't want to go on this trip.
但是因为这是一年多前余弟兄就已经答应的，别的同工也不方便，所以我就非常勉强的跟他一起去。
But over a year ago, Pastor Yu already arranged this particular conference with the Brothers and Sisters there, and we don't have any co-worker that we could actually send right now, so I reluctantly.I went with him.
意大利的教会跟我们十多年前在那里服侍他们的时候，现在的教会的形态跟结构都有很大的不同。
We noticed this is quite a bit of a change in the church in Italy that about 10 years ago when we were serving them versus what they are now, the both in the congregation and the weight of ministry are quite different.
最大的变化就是他们的年轻人起来了。
The greatest difference that we noticed is that their young people rose up.
这个包括了在教会里面长大的下一代，还有最近到意大利去留学的留学生。
It's、inclusive of those of the second generation that grew up in Italy, the Chinese immigrants, and also those all the students who went abroad that are studying Italy.
那众教会对于也非常服侍青年扶持青年人的事工。
And we discover a lot of local churches there. They all esteem and they work very diligently concerning the young adult ministry.
在这两个多礼拜的服事里面，其中就有一个是一个三天的青年人的营会。
So in the midst of ministering there, we had a three-day conference, particularly for young adults.
借着与他们一起的吃住，所以对他们的年轻人也有很多的跟他们的事工还有他们的前景也有了第一手的认识。
We spent 3 days walking amongst them, eating, dining, and we got the chance to share with them to know about their makeup and what's going on in the ministry.
虽然是培灵的聚会，但是也有八九位的年轻人在聚会中陆陆续续的举手，愿意接受耶决志信耶稣。
Yes, there are. This is a conference for those who are believers, but there were also attendees that came to faith in Jesus Christ during this conference. About 7 or 8 of them.
有一些的年轻人说他们从来没有过这样子的聚会。
Some young adults says that they've never experienced such a conference before.
聚会中和离开的时候都红着眼睛，满脸泪水的握着我们的手。或者跟我们大家一起拥抱。
At the end of the conference, many of them were teary-eyed and they embraced us and it's hard to say goodbye.
我们原本还很忐忑不安，怕我们的信息对上一代的这些教对上一代的人，可能他们会不以为然。
We initially thought that maybe our message would be too conservative for these young people and it'd be okay for the older generation.
但是有一位，其中一位一个教会，因为是不同的教会的一个教会的负责的一个长辈，他临走的时候对我们说。
There was a brother, a responsible brother at a particular church there, and before he departed, he said these words to us.
他说送给你们二位几个字。
He says, I want to give unto the two of you a phrase.
是古老的福音，现代的信息。
It's the same old gospel, but it's a fresh message.
所以我听了以后，我心里面觉得对他的非常感谢他对我们的肯定跟激励。
I really thank him for his affirmation and for his encouragement to us.
本来本地的青年跟留学生会觉得格格不入，但是经过这次联合的聚会，我们一直鼓励他们要彼此之间不要有任何的墙。
And originally, all these local churches, they were somewhat kind of segregated, but we encourage them that do not allow any walls of division to rise up among them.
我们也对他们做我们教会 fuse 的这个意向和见证。
And we also pass on to them the vision and the message of the fuse ministry here at our church, where the Chinese speaking and the English speaking brothers and sisters may join and come together.
这个是我们在聚会中间的餐那个的他们聚会营地的那个 hotel.
Some picture
餐厅
they were staying at a hotel. It was a cafeteria they were staying at or eating at.
我特别选了这张照片，因为证明说这就是青年人聚会，所以我们才会吃意大利餐。
And this is to prove that this is a young adult meeting. That's the reason why all our meals are all Italian.
这是在米兰主日的聚会。
This is a meeting that's in Milan.
那我就看到他们都是自己做的饭，非常不容易呀。
They made their own meals. It's quite difficult for them to come together like this.
在东欧的四天营会更是给我们很多的感动跟启发。
And then we have 4 more days of ministry in Eastern Europe, and we had a lot more. Thoughts as we were ministering through that area.
我们上一次去布达佩斯 Budapest 是2009年。
The last time we were in Budapest was 2009.
他们都提醒我们上一次是什么时候去的。
And they reminded us very vividly what was the last time we visited them.
我想这十年的时间，东欧的整个的政治局势有了很大的变化。
In these past 10 years, even in the political landscape of Eastern Europe has changed quite a bit.
十年以前的时候，东欧很多华人教会也多半还不成型。
About 10 years ago, a lot of these Asian immigrant churches, they haven't taken form yet.
但这一次，东欧有七个国家，加上邻近的还有远处的，共有15个国家的人来，弟兄姐妹来。
Again, Eastern Europe, the nearby 7 countries, and to the extent of 15 other countries, there are many brothers and sisters who came together for this conference.
这很多国家的名字我都不会念。
Thank God. There are a lot of names of these countries that I don't know how to pronounce.
那这个每个地方的人来的人都不多。
There may be just a few brothers and sisters who are coming together.
但是都是教会的主要同工。
But we thank God they are all key co-workers of those churches.
也都是愿意付代价 来的。
And they are all people who are willing to pay a price.
因为他们要付代价，的确是要付代价。
And for them to pay a price, they really had to pay a price.
因为他们大部分都是开小店做生意的。
And again, most of them they were merchants of mom and pop shops.
所以在这个时候，他们有这样子一个特惠，又是在周间，他们需要把他们的店门给关了。
And again, for a conference like this, in the middle of the week, they all have to close their stores to come.
来自波黑的华人教，他们整个教会只有十个人。
Brothers and sisters from Bosnia, there are only about 10 people that came.
那五个人来了这次的特会。
Five of them came to this particular. Oh, the church only had about 10 people. Five of them came to this conference.
Yeah, 然后等到轮到他们那个 region 那个区域要来领诗的时候，这五个人都在台上领诗。
And it was when it came to time for their district to come and lead worship, all five of them were on the stage.
他们非常的卖力。
They used all of
the might. 活力四射。
Whatever they had.
这些的国家呢，都有不同，每一个国家都有不同的语言。
So we find that every single one of these countries, they had their own language.
不管多小的国家，它都有它自己的语言。
We discover no matter how small the country, it had its own language.
结果中文就成了大家共同的语言。
And so all of a sudden, we discover that Chinese has become the common language for everyone.
匈牙利人不会讲塞尔维亚的语言。
The people from Hungary cannot speak those from Siberia.
他们也没有办法。他们也没有办法讲这个波黑的语言。
And they cannot speak language from Bosnia.
Yeah, 第二天上午我讲信息的时候，这个来自塞尔维亚的五位领唱加上司琴，可以放一下。然后还有 AV 的同工，总共是七个人，七个弟兄。
Seven of them they came and led worship together.
后面他们开始快速跳起来的时候，我就没有录起来了。
Now, when they got a little more movement into their dancing, I stopped the shooting.
我第一天到的时候，因为脚痛，腿脚痛，然后再加上我很想家，我很没出息，我才到了第二天，我就开始想家了。
And because again my leg was bothering me, and the very second day as I was there, I began to.Be homesick.
然后所以呢，我的灵里面就比较低落。
And so I discovered that my spirit is quite low.
而且已经服侍了两个地方，所以到了这第三个地方，我就觉得真的觉得灵里的力量有点够不上来。
We've been serving at two different locales already. This is the third conference, and I find that I couldn't muster as enough strength.
但是我第二天早上讲信息的时候，就是这七位弟兄在台上领唱。
Again, the second day, as we were beginning to minister with the word, and we find that these brothers they were leading the congregation.
他们高昂的士气一下子就把我的灵恢复起来了。
Again, their vibrant spirit, the influence affected me, and I was revived.
我忍不住的跟着他们一起大声的唱不管我会唱不会唱的歌，我都跟着他们一起唱。
And I sung out loud, whether I knew what they were singing or not, I just followed along.
讲到的时候也感觉到那个里面的那个膏油能够持续的涌流。出来低落的情绪一扫而空。
And I could sense that the anointing of the Lord was upon me, and I was able to speak very fluently, and that spirit of downcast was disappearing.
非常非常的感恩。
And I was very thankful for the Lord.
来的人中间有许多的难处。
Again, many of them who came, they all have difficulties.
有一个人他有胰腺癌，他已经经过了所有的化疗跟电疗。
There was a particular brother or attendee who gone through chemotherapy and various treatments already.
这个礼拜他就要动一次很大的手术。
And this week he is going through a major surgery.
然后另外还有一位姐妹，她得了乳腺癌，她已经三次复发了。
And there was another sister who has breast cancer, and this is the third time that it has reemerged.
他们都非常非常的年轻。
Again, they were all very young.
但是当这两对夫妇离开营的时候，都是眉开眼笑，充满了信心和盼望。
We find that these couples, as they were leaving the conference, the joy that you could see on their face is indescribable.
他们还要报名博训。
And they want to also register for the Cedar Training Center.
有一位自闭 症的姐小姐妹，大概高中生，她总是坐在第一排，常常就是坐在我的旁边。
There was a particular sister who was always sitting on the first row. She would always be sitting next to me.
她每一次唱歌的时候，她就引颈高唱。
Every time we started singing, she would sing from the top of her lungs and top of her voice.
后来我知道她是在波兰生的，出生的。
波兰。Poland. I discovered that she was born in Poland.
她中文所有的中文诗歌她都能唱。
She could sing all the Chinese hymns or Chinese songs.
而且是后来才知道，我们还有另外三位癌症的患者，还有一位肾透析的一位患者，从很远处的地方来。
And again, we later discovered that there were three other attendees who also had cancer and also someone who was going through dialysis.
因为还有到后来的时候，才好几位的弟兄姐妹，他们因为生活的压力，他们才 reveal 出来说他们有很严重的忧郁症。
And again, through more fellowship and dialogue, we come to discover that again there were some who were going through depression for many years because of the pressures of life.
So这个地区，这个东欧整个地区不大。
Although Eastern Europe as a whole is not very big,
但是他们有很多人坐了十几个小时的车子。
Some of them were traveling for over tens of hours to get here.
而且东欧的这批弟兄姐妹都特别的喜欢祷告。
And we come to discover that the brothers and sisters in Eastern Europe, those who we met, they love to pray.
不仅他给我们出了题目是要我讲祷告，而且他们在会中的时候都非常的热心的，同声祷告的时候都非常的大声。
They gave me the responsibility to share on the message of prayer, and you can kind of hear that as they were praying together congregationally, they were very, very loud.
常常都是我们需要停下来才能停下来。
A lot of times we have to audibly tell everybody to stop.
可能有人就会觉得说，哦，那这些人可能都是从中国大陆来的这个信主很多年的人。
Perhaps someone would think that all these brothers and sisters, they all came from China, they've been in the Lord for many years.
然后后来我们才能够了解，他们90%的人都是来到欧洲以后，他们才接触到信仰，才接受耶稣做基督徒
的。And we come to know that over 90% of the brothers and sisters there, they came to faith in Christ as they came to Europe.
不像意大利的教会，他们很多都是好几代的，两代、三代、四代的基督徒。
Unlike brothers and sisters in Italy, they're multi-generational Christians that are growing up in that area.
若不是被圣灵感动，没有人会承认耶稣基督是主的。
Unless by the work of the Holy Spirit, no one would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
这些来了欧洲才信主的，除了受无神论的教育以外，
These brothers and sisters who came to Europe, they came to faith in Christ. Not only were they were brought up in an atheistic background,
还有一些是伊斯兰教跟拜偶像的背景。
And some of them were Muslims, and some of them are also idolaters. They worship idols.
我觉得他们的信主跟委身，我觉得只能够低头敬拜，这是神奇妙的工作。
And when I come to ponder upon how they came to faith in Christ, I can only bow my head to worship the Lord because this is His marvelous doing.
神让这么多的中国人到了异地，然后来遇见了耶稣。
And the Lord allowed all these Chinese to immigrate outside of China that they would come to know Jesus Christ.
接受他做救主。
To accept him as the Lord and Savior.
而且成立了一个又一个的教会。
And then one after another, these churches in Europe are being built up.
为主发光。
And again to shine for the Lord.
这次是很大的感触，就是我们刚刚读的那节圣经，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
The greatest impression that I had upon my heart in this trip was that this verse that we read earlier, that the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
东欧七个国家，八个华人的教会只有三位全职的传道人。
And of the Eastern Europe that we visited, of the eight churches that are there, there are only three full-time co-workers.
意大利虽然是有很多许多年的基督徒，但是还是献身的人也是非常的少。
And in Italy, again, we say there's multi-generation there, but for those who dedicate their lives, who offer up their lives, are very few.
许多人都是忙于开店生意，所以教会就缺少方向跟有系统的、有计划的栽培。
Again, a lot of people are busy going about their daily living, so the church lacks organization and foresight as to how to coordinate the growth of the ministry.
渴慕的人往往心里面觉得不得满足。
And some of the brothers and sisters felt like they're just not quite satisfied.
福音的扩展也因此而受到很多的限制。
And they felt that the gospel, the expansion of the gospel is also limited.
我跟余弟兄我们在那里的时候，我们只要抓住机会，我们就鼓励他们，不断的鼓励他们要做本地的宣教士。
And brother Yu and myself, whenever we have the opportunity, whenever we have the opportunity to share, we said you got to do local ministries, got to do local share the gospel,
yes,
be missionaries.
我们我想去年的时候，大家听到我们讲到在欧洲整个属灵情形的下滑，这个是大家众所周知的事情。
Last year when we came back from Europe, we shared with everyone it was quite vivid that the spiritual condition of Europe is falling quite rapidly.
但是神却在那里兴起了这么多的华人，在中国人中间，在华人中间兴起了教会。
But God, through the Chinese immigrants, He's beginning to erect His church throughout the various locales.
我在那里听他们每一个教会开始跟成长的过程这些的故事，我心里面真的是低头敬拜主。
As I began to listen to the stories of how they began and their growth, I can only bow and worship the Lord.
而且非常稀奇的一件事，我想可能大家也都知道，欧洲的人现在非常热衷学中文。
I think most of you know that it's quite amazing that throughout the entirety of Europe, everybody wants to learn Chinese.
我们在 Budapest 的海关的时候遇见了一个本地的这个匈牙利人。
In Budapest, we
officer,
we met an officer who was native to the area.
我问他问题，那他用我用英文问他，他用英文回答我，但是他的英文我听不懂。
I began to ask him questions in English. He tried to answer me in English, but we couldn't really understand each other's English.
然后他突然用中文问我说：“你讲中文吗？”
And then all of a sudden, he spoke to me in Chinese. Says, "Do you speak Chinese?"
然后我说：“我讲中文。”
I said, "Yes, yes, I do speak Chinese."
所以从那个点开始，我们就开始用中文沟通。
And from that point on, the officer and I, we began to have dialogue in Chinese.
他的中文比他的英文好太多了。
His Chinese was way better than his English.
所以我想，我们教会的人，我们教会的人又会英文又会中文。
For those of us here who knows English and knows Chinese,
实在是像在欧洲传福音的好机会。
It is a great opportunity to spread the gospel to Europe.
我们真的都欠了欧洲的福音的债。
Yes, we are all debtors to the origin of the gospel that came through Europe.
想到几百年以前，欧洲还到处都有复兴。
And to think about hundreds of years ago, there's revivals all over Europe.
神的工作此起彼落。
The work of God can be seen everywhere.
而且送出来那么多的宣教士到各地去传扬福音。
And there were missionaries that were sent all over the world to spread the gospel.
但是现在的欧洲各教堂都成了那个观光景点，或者都卖掉。
And now, the Europe now, all these churches, they've become tourist destinations, or they've been sold.
聚会的人数寥寥数人。
And the places where they actually still have meetings are very, very few, and many of them the doors are closed.
这次他们也有一些从德国来的弟兄姐妹，他们特别的担心，因为他们这个自由神学的兴起到处都是，华人的教会也受到不少的冲击。
And the brother and sister who came from Germany also told us that the false teachings are spread quite rapidly in the area, and many of the churches are influenced by it.
妥协跟对罪恶的包容更是。就不用提了。
They see that the body of Christ, the church began to compromise and they began to fall away from the word.
但是我们所接触的中国教会，多数的他们都经过了重重的难关之后，能够持守真道。
But many of these Chinese immigrant churches, as they go through many of these difficulties and challenges, we see that they were able to uphold to the truth of God.
渴慕的人也一直在增加。
And those who are longing after God, the number continued to grow.
下一代也都兴起。
And the next generation, we see that there's a revival.
我相信你们也跟我一样，一定会想思想神一定有他的计划。
And perhaps those who are sitting here listening to me, you're pondering, God, what is your plan?
这个是有一对弟兄姐妹，他们辞掉他关了他们的生意，然后他们开始了这个流动的书房。
So there's a couple who closed shop their livelihood. They began to have this mobile bookstore or that's going all over Europe.
然后你看这些的书就跟着这个主人在一个大的一个车子里面到处的在欧洲旅行避凉。
So they take all of these books and they drive it around with a truck and they go through Europe.
我们一起来读下一节的圣经。
The next verse together.
哥林多前书第四章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15.
一起读，先读中文，我们 读英文。你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel.
因为牧者的缺乏，所以我们看见这个各处的教会也受到不同教导的影响。
And again, because of the lacking of shepherding in Europe, we see that a lot of churches are influenced because of it.
或者迷失方向，或者分门结党。
Or perhaps they are walking in misguided directions, or they begin to have their own schisms.
我也需要很沉痛的说，有许多有经验的人，圣经上说有经验的人或者机构，也趁这个趁机借宣教之名。
And there are also those who organizations, corporations, in the name of evangelism,
牢笼欺骗神的儿女，造成了混乱。
They would confuse and lie to the brothers and sisters, the believers there, then cause a confusion there.
许多的人来问的问题，有些弟兄姐妹来问的问题，简直是这个。说是哪一个讲员说的，就令人匪夷所思，没办法相信。
And some of them would come and ask questions, and would say, "So and so say this. What do you say?" And we couldn't imagine the type of questions that were being asked.
我想这也是这个因为教会的教导，因为请来的不同的人，同样都是一些不同的人来，所以他们的教导不一致，而且也导致神的儿女无所适从。
And again, because of the limitation, a number of pastors that are there, they have different pastors that were invited to come and speak. Their messages are not consistent, they're not coherent, and many of them have wrong teachings.
所以缺乏安全感跟稳定性。
So again, it raises a sense of insecurity among the brothers and sisters. They don't know what they can believe, what they can put their trust in.
但是却即使是在这样子的情况下，我也看见这个天父的爱在他们的中间。
And even in the midst of all of these things, I still see that the love of the Father is working in them.
基督内住的生命还是使许多这些即使是在欧洲信主的他们里面都能够有一个分辨的能力。
And we thank God that the indwelling life of Christ allowed them to have this division, this understanding of what is right and wrong.
即使是一时的糊涂，但也不会糊涂一世。
And again, we thank God that even when they have these momentary lapses of mistake, that it is not something that will continue for the rest of their lives.
所以好像保罗说的，师父虽然虽然有教训，但是他们却没有为父的心肠。
Yes, there are many teachers, but there aren't too many that are father-like that are among them.
所以看见，因为在这些的混乱里面，就会让有一些人有野心，或者不管是个人还是组织，就能够反而在神儿女中间造成了伤害。
And again, because of these confusions, maybe individuals who have selfish motives, they would come about to maybe grab power or not, that they would cause harm to the brothers and sisters there.
我虽然看见了，也听见了这些的伤害，本来心里面是很忧伤的。
And I heard these stories, and my heart grieves as I hear them.
但是我也听见了很多的见证。
But at the same time, I heard many testimonies.
而且就看见说神还是在他们的中间，天父的爱还是在他们的中间。
That God is still with them, that the love of the Father still abides.
神为他自己名的缘故保留了许多正直有智慧的人。
And that the Lord, for his own name's sake, he has kept those who are steadfast and who are walking on the right path.
天父也眷顾他们的需要。
And we know that the Heavenly Father is watching over their needs.
我相信天父为了他自己名的缘故，为了他的教会的见证，必要完成他已经开始的工作。
And I trust that our Heavenly Father, for His name's sake, for the testimony of His church, He will complete the work that He's begun.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们。在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。